a website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
The D.C. Everest Pep Band, under the direction of Joe Finnegan, entertaining between periods for this big Everest home crowd at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Funky Town is one of my favorite selections that is left on the band's playlist. And I will tell you that I take personal credit for retiring the safety dance. Joe Finnegan and I, once before one of the basketball games, were in a conversation about what songs should stay, what songs might be added in future years, and what songs have probably served out their usefulness. Safety Dance, number one on my drop list. True story. Tomorrow night, join us for Friday Night Basketball. The Evergreens will be hosting the Wausau West Warriors. That's a boys and girls basketball doubleheader, and it's at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. The girls game is first. That will start at 6, and then 15 minutes after the girls game goes final, we'll have boys basketball, Evergreens and Warriors. When last seen on Tuesday night, the Everest boys were tough luck losers. They fell to Wausau East 90-89. Ouch. And the Everest girls needed overtime to beat Wausau East. That was an East Gym boys and girls doubleheader, and the Evergreens split those games. Evergreens will be hoping for a better outcome when Wausau West comes calling to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse tomorrow. So if you're coming out to those games, girls tip at 6, boys tip at 8. And if you can't, well, what's your excuse? You'll have the games on AM 1390. FM 93.9, and of course they'll be podcast at everythingevergreens.com and foxsportswausau.com. All right, I spy with my broadcaster's eye one final pass of the Zamboni. What we need is an ice resurfacing machine here that has three gears. I think everything is kind of one gear in the ice resurfacing business. Someone told me once, in fact, it's one of the things that I just overheard from one of these informal chats at the rink. Most high school programs, most rinks like ours, will wind up having a used Zamboni. Of course, we have an Olympia, not a Zamboni. Zamboni's big competitor. Do you know how much a used Zamboni costs? Well, let's imagine if you were in the market for a new car. You'd think, all right, maybe you'd have a Cadillac or an Oldsmobile. They'd be up there in price. BMW? No, a Zamboni is more than that. A Zamboni costs six figures. $100,000 for ice resurfacing equipment. No kidding. All right, the ice has been resurfaced. We are cleared now, and the officials and then the teams will be coming back out to get the second period underway. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens will start the second period 5-on-5 hockey with a 3-1 lead. Only one penalty called in the first period. It was the hit from behind on Justin Jakubik. So a 5-minute major, 10-minute misconduct. So the Evergreens are going to start the second period still without the services of Jakubik. Hockey is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home. We're here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. The Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Wow, this game started at 7. It's 7:50 now. So that's a long intermission. And when you consider we had only one penalty call, that was a pretty long first period in play. Now we'd like to see our teams come out lickety-split and hustle up. Right? Right. All right, our officiating crew is out. The teams will follow, and they'll go straight to their benches. Then we'll get period number two underway with the Evergreens leading 3-1. And there is the sometimes under duress A.J. Terwiler coming out for Marshfield Jr. Again, that goal that made it 1-0 was the weirdest goal you'll ever see. Evergreens are on the penalty kill. Ben Pelequin sends it all the way down the length of the ice. It is on goal, and A.J. Terwiler had a bouncing puck just hop over his stick. Weird, weird, weird. All right, it is 5-on-5 hockey with Justin Jakubik still serving the 10-minute misconduct. Evergreens will ask Grant Ortell to take the face-off against Ryan Krieger. All right, we gather at the center circle. Second period about to get underway. The Evergreens up by 2. I mean, of course, the next goal makes this interesting. Wow, big hit from behind, not called there. Isaac Wellens just tuned up Grant Ortell. Evergreen's Ortell has the puck, skates into the offensive zone, tried to leave that back of the blue line. Here's Ty Treader. Thought that Treader had 2 goals. In fact, he has 1. It is Pelequin, Treader, and Ortell. Marshfield sends this puck down. It's going to be icing. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff. This is going to come to Terwiler's right as we're a little bit slow in retrieving the puck. As the music of Delight plays at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Ortell to take the draw to the right of the Marshfield cage. Marshfield wins it, but deflects off one of the Everest players' wave off icing. Marshfield coming all the way down the ice. Isaac Wellens going to get a look at that puck behind the net. Wellens tried to center for a trailer. Evergreen sent him flying to the boards. Marshfield circles back in the corner here. Nate Bosson. Bosson is bodied up there, lost the puck too. Comes out in front, and Marshfield back to their own blue line. Marshfield goes cross ice. Seth Peterson near side board. Shot saved by Hurt, and Hurt will hang on to it. Both teams will get a change here. 1 minute into the second period. Everest 3, Tigers 1. Puck drops off the faceoff. Shot on goal. Pad save. Isaac Wellens put that on. Big hit along the near side boards. Marshfield looking for a penalty. They're going to get it. The Evergreens. Marshfield player is injured. This was a hit along the far side boards. Penalty upcoming once the Evergreens touch up. Marshfield still holds the zone. And Marshfield's got the goalie off too, so they've got the extra skater on. There's the touch. And Marshfield's going to go on the power play. Well, I mean, the Evergreens scored 3 shorthanded goals the last time, so this is not the worst thing. Who goes to the box? Alex Griffin. Wow, you just heard the door slam shut on Alex Griffin. Penalty comes at 1:16 of the second period. Interference. So Marshfield did score a goal on the power play, tried to center that in front. Evergreen short-handed, get a look, Grant Ortell, Terwiler denies him. Wow, the Evergreens penalty kill has been getting them looks at the net. Marshfield now counterattacks with the man advantage down into the corner, Isaac Wellens. Wellens behind the net, centers over to the far side boards. Wow, and it goes right past one of the Marshfield players and out of the zone. Marshfield was trying to send that back to the blue line for Nate Bosson, and Bosson couldn't hold the puck in. Krieger starts his rush for the Tigers, sends it behind the net. Now to Bosson in the corner. Wow, Everest player overskated him. It's behind the net. Can Marshfield get it centered in front? In front, save down low by Ethan Hurt. Hurt got his right pad down low, and the Evergreens clear it all the way down. All right, we're halfway through the penalty kill. And Marshfield has to retreat. Pass red line, blue line, and then fanning on it is Ben Lawyer. Goes into the corner. Lawyer's going to fight for it there with one of the Everest defenders. Evergreens take the puck away, and the Evergreens are going to clear this out of the zone. Well, Marshfield swept it back into the corner from the blue line. The Evergreens didn't get to send it all the way down. 40 seconds left in the man advantage for the Tigers. Evergreens got a shorthanded look at the goal during the penalty kill, and Marshfield's gotten 1 shot on net. 25 seconds left in the penalty kill. Marshfield still behind the net. Pops up behind there, going to the corner. Evergreens take this away and send it all the way down. Sent down by Dylan Butner. In fact, that was on goal too. A.J. Terwiler had to gather that away. Long pass ahead to Justin Stanek for the Tigers. Stanek had to go off his stick. And Ben Pelequin is there. Pelequin tries to send it out. 10 seconds left in the man advantage for the Tigers, and the Evergreens have killed this off. Back to 5-on-5. Evergreens have Alex Griffin back there. Griffin just got the puck back. Evergreens 3-on-3. Nice pass down to the far side. Dylan Shiro carries in. Shot wide of the near post. Dylan Shiro, one stride over the blue line. Behind the net, Marshfield comes out with it. Marshfield tries to counterattack. Evergreens 3-1 lead still good at the 13-minute mark of the second period. Marshfield controls the puck at the red line. Isaiah Berea along the near side post. Big hit there from Ben Pellequin. Clean. Marshfield still possesses. In the skates of one of the Marshfield players, trying to go back, and it was knocked away by Dylan Shiro. Wow, that went out of the zone. Marshfield's got a touch up. Both teams will get a change here. Well, Marshfield will. Evergreens will keep that line out. Tigers circle back for the puck. Nick Urban tried to put that on. Blocked by one of the Everest players. Alex Griffin sacrifices his body. Evergreen send it all the way down. Icing. Marshfield will get an offensive zone faceoff. Never miss a score and hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, DeVorney Orthodontics, and Inner City State Bank. Faceoff will come to Ethan Hurt's left. Evergreens win the draw, but Marshfield gets the puck back at their blue line. Bounced off the near side boards and back now for Adam Mackey. A lot of traffic in front. Shot on goal. Goalie was down off his skates and cleared off to the side by one of the Everest players. Jellick swept it away. Evergreens with Eddie Zinda looking to counterattack. Zinda got tangled up with the Marshfield captain, Ryan Krieger. Couldn't get his stick down, and Marshfield takes the puck away. Zinda did a good job flipping the ice there. Took that puck away, and Marshfield had it in a tough spot. Tigers send this off the near side boards and behind the net. Closest to it is Alex Griffin for the Evergreens. 12 minutes to play, second period. Marshfield shot from the blue line well wide of the near post by Adam Mackey. Now to the far side boards. Evergreens take this away. 3-on-2 if they hurry. And here comes Ty Treader. Tries to get that ahead for Ortell. Deflected off one of the Marshfield players' stick. Comes out of the zone. Evergreens win the battle at neutral ice. 4-on-2 for the Evergreens. Put on goal. No! Deflected away. Ryan Stevens carried it in. Eddie Zinda off his skates for a moment. He's going to go off. Marshfield looks to counterattack, and the Evergreens put Ben Pellequin on. Not sure what caused Zinda to lose his balance. I'm not sure if he was hit or if he was just lunging, trying to get some momentum forward. Evergreens possess the puck, but they're back in their defensive end. No turnovers here. Cross ice where there's a lot of room on the big green hex sheet. Ty Treader from just over the blue line puts it on goal. The Evergreens send it to the corner, and the Evergreens get a new line out there. Ben Pellequin, for a moment, was the only Evergreen out there fighting for it. While right out of the box, one of the Everest players, Alex Griffin, takes a cross check up high that's not called. Now we've got a whistle. Did they see that after all? Griffin just came right out onto the ice and got cross checked right across his grill. Well, this puck just went out of play. Uncalled. Face-off for the Evergreens in the offensive zone. Dylan Shiro is taking the draw against Max Heller. Heller is the goal scorer for the Tigers. Evergreens win it, goes into the corner. Dylan Butner fights for it. Ben Pellequin there, but a Marshfield player's closest. So Pellequin can't generate anything from behind the net. Tigers look to counterattack. Just gave the puck away. Ben Pellequin just wide off the turnover. Ooh, opportunity missed for the Evergreens. Pellequin got the puck. He was halfway down the circle on the far side, and he had a lot of net open, too. Marshfield has just overskated the puck, and the Evergreens pick it up there. Alex Griffin. Tigers have been sloppy in their own defensive end here. Now Marshfield is behind their own net. Isaiah Berreal got a whistle. One of the Everest players is off his skates and slid into the net and knocked it free. So we're going to have to reset the net, and both teams will use the opportunity to get a change. 10:23 to play in what's been a scoreless second period so far. Evergreens have killed off another penalty. Faceoff will come outside the blue line. Actually, now we're going over to the water bottle to try and re-secure the net there. Slight delay here. just feels like it is more likely that the Evergreens are going to build on their 3-1 lead. Evergreens outshot Marshfield 11-6 in the first period. The Evergreens have outshot the Tigers in the second period as well. All right, now we're set to go. Brady Bunnell will take the draw for the Evergreens against Evan Weister. Bunnell wins it. Back to the red line. Bounced off the near side boards forward. Quinton Shiro into the zone. Marshfield stick checks it away. Tigers back on their defensive end. Pass off the boards. Marshfield has not made good adjustments to playing things that have come off the boards or off the yellow ribbon here at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Yeah, the Evergreens are certainly more comfortable on this home rink than the Tigers are. 3-on-3 for the Evergreens coming back. Brady Bunnell trying to get that forward for Griffin. It was behind him. Comes out of the zone. Marshfield does not have numbers here. As Evan Weister sends it into the corner. Wow, that bounced off the puck, came off the boards, came in front, and Marshfield has scored. Bounced off the boards from behind the net, came out in front, and Nick Urban has scored on Ethan Hurt. I was just saying a moment ago that Marshfield didn't look like they were playing the bounces off the boards. I take that back. Did just fine there. Goal comes at 6:19 of the second period, and it gets Marshfield within one goal. It's now 3-2 on the even strength goal. Nick Urban's goal. And it's unassisted. Evergreen's coming back the other way. Grant Ortell trying to get to that puck. He had a Marshfield player behind him, and the goalie sticked it off to the side. A.J. Terwiler lifted the long blade out there and sent it off to the corner. So now the Evergreens have to make sure they tighten things up as it's now a 3-2 game. And the Evergreens have had momentum, but no goals so far in the second period. Tigers back to the blue line. That goes off Ty Treader of the Evergreens into the corner. Jelic tries to close on it, but the Evergreens have not taken the puck away yet. And now Ty Treader wins the battle for it in the corner. Still hasn't been cleared, though. Well, Ryan Stevens just gave the puck away behind the net. Tried to get that in front. The Evergreens have Ortell there defensively. And now Treader, 2-on-2. Treader with Zinda trailing. Treader trying to get that to the forehand side. Now passes it back into the skates of Ortell, who is trying to fill in. To Treader down low, trying to center. Zinda is taken down in front of the net. There's no call. Oh, my goodness. Zinda on a centering pass was just yanked down, and we play on through that. And Marshfield clears the puck. Evergreens bounce this off. Zinda's going to chase behind the net, but Marshfield's defender Seth Peterson is closer. Ty Treader just took it away behind the net. Treader, hustle play there, carries into the corner. Treader on the backhand side trying to get that centered. No one was home. Right idea. Jelic was in the neighborhood. Marshfield 3-on-2 counterattacking. Zinda is back along with Jelic for the Evergreens, and Marshfield sends it behind the net. Wow, the Tigers need to carry that puck in closer and get a better look at the net there. Was just sent into the corner, kind of willy-nilly. Now from the near side, tried to center in front, went into the skates of one of the Tigers players. 2-on-2 the other way. Here comes Zinda along with Dylan Shiro. Shiro puts that on goal. Glove save by Terwiler. And the net loose again down there. It's going to reset. Dylan Shiro tried to carry that himself. Might have been a better chance if he tried to center for Zinda. Shiro will take the... I mean, all of those decisions just got to kind of make on the fly. That's more feel than anything else. Puck was high up along the boards. Marshfield takes it away. 3-on-2 for the Tigers if they hurry. A goal here would tie it. Justin Stanek instead carried towards the near side boards. Good defensive play by Alex Griffin. Got there and steered him away from the net. Evergreens bounce this off the area behind the boards and pick this up on the near side, but there's a little more room to operate. Dylan Shiro, that bounce off the boards. Ben Pelequin holds it in, blue line. Ah, came out of the zone. Evergreens will have to touch up and clear. And the Evergreens have just given the puck away. Shot, pad, save, loose, rebound in front, cleared away by Pelequin of the Evergreens. Pelequin was involved in the turnover, and that was involved in getting that away. 2-on-2, counterattacking, shot deflects off one of the Marshfield players. Dylan Shiro put it on. It went off Adam Makey's body. Bounces off the boards. Back and forth hockey. Marshfield 2-on-2. Just over the blue line. Shot saved by Ethan Hurt. Hurt denies. Nate Bosson goes into the corner, comes back the other way. Pelequin shot the other way. Save by A.J. Terwiler. Wow, in this suddenly one-goal game, that was a great sequence of back-and-forth hockey. Up and down the ice we go with each team getting looks, nobody scoring. Terwiler has held on here, so we're going to have an offensive zone face-off for Everest. Brady Bunnell takes it. Evergreen's in traffic. Tried to put that on. Brendan Griffin deflects off a Marshfield player to the far corner. Evergreen's of Quinton Shiro fighting for it. Puck comes free. Shiro halfway down the circle. Shot into the glove of Terwiler. He holds on. The Evergreens look like they're attacking the net with more purpose now that Marshfield's gotten within one goal. Again, all three of the Everest goals are shorthanded. Evergreens have an offensive zone faceoff. When the Evergreens played Marshfield at their place, the Evergreens outshot the Tigers, but came home on the bus with a 4-3 loss. Marshfield wins the draw, 2-on-2, and there's a lot of room on the near side for Isaac Wellens, who scores and has tied the game. The Evergreens have given back a 2-goal lead, and we are tied 3-apiece. That was a 2-on-2. Marshfield's pass came to the near side, and Wellens just had a more favorable angle to the net than the Everest defender, and he scored. Marshfield has outscored the Evergreens 2-0 here in the second period, and we're now tied 3-3. Evergreens have to play through this because the Evergreens have gotten more shots. The Evergreens are probably the more talented and more deep team. Evergreens have to fight through this. The goal comes at 10:46. Isaac Wellens. An assist has been credited to Sawyer Schindler. Evergreens tried to center. Evergreens counterattacking chance saved by Terwiler. And Terwiler has knocked the net free. So the Evergreens trying to attack the net again. 5:50 to play in the second period. And we're now tied 3-3. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens after the net came loose. Grant Ortel's being called out of the circle here. The Evergreens are kind of jawing with the referee that they say that Terwiler knocked the net free on purpose while the Evergreens were on the attack. The Evergreens are asking if they're going to get a penalty shot here. In fact, it's kind of an extended conversation now in front of the Everest bench with Everest coach Dan Van Slyke, an argument that he has lost. Ortel wins the puck for the Evergreens. Ortel got it back. That's popped up into the air. Evergreens fight for it. Jakubik, who's back on the ice. Cross-ice pass for Marshfield. 1-on-2. Overskating the puck there was Isaac Wellens. Evergreens take it back. Evergreens send it to the near side off the boards. Ortel is chasing. It's behind the net, but Marshfield has it. 5.5 to play in this eventful second period. Marshfield almost put that out of play into the Everest bench. Went high off the boards. The Evergreens will retreat back in their defensive zone. Marshfield trailing 3-1, gets 2 to tie it here, and we're even 3-apiece. Marshfield sends the puck down, just given away. Jakubik behind the net. Can he get to it and center it? Marshfield players closest to it. Evergreen swarming on the puck. Marshfield comes away with it. Here comes Ryan Krieger. Penalty coming up on the Evergreens as Krieger is taken down. They're going to take Grant Ortel off the ice here. Wow, Marshfield has come back to tie this game 3-3, and they're going on the power play. The Tigers have not been called for a penalty yet tonight. Grant Ortel to the box for the Evergreens. Penalty at 12:01 of the second period. Wow, if Marshfield scores on the power play, they'll have come all the way back to take the lead. Are you kidding me? Tripping. Evergreens have cleared the puck. Marshfield up to the red line, sends it into the corner. So the Evergreens are on the penalty kill. When we're back to 5-on-5, we'll have 3 minutes left in the period. The Evergreens are hoping that they're still tied. Marshfield goes cross ice, back to the blue line. Skating in is Josh Gurin. Put that off the goalie's stick and out of play. Well, the Evergreens are a quarter of the way through the penalty kill. 1:32 left. Marshfield getting goals from Nick Urban unassisted and Isaac Welland off the faceoff. Marshfield puts that on goal wide of the near post. Goes to the near side corner now where the Tigers are fighting for it. Tigers still possess. Tried to get that centered. Evergreens take it. Two on two. Counterattacking chance. Dylan Butner carries into the zone. Got Ty Treader trailing. Tried to get that center from behind the net for Treader. Deflected off one of the skates of the Marshfield player. So the Evergreens shorthanded. Carried that puck all the way down. Tigers now are onside. To the near side boards, Isaac Wellens. That pass was out in front of him. Going cross ice and holding it in is Krieger. Shot on goal. It's into the skates of Butner. And the Evergreens tried to clear this down. It went off the skates of one of the referees. Evergreens from outside the blue line put that on goal. Terwiler had to make a save. Now Marshfield picks it up, starts their rush. 40 seconds left in the man advantage. Evergreens trying to kill this off. Marshfield behind the net. To the corner, cross ice. Wow, it's into the skates there. A bad pass to Sawyer Schindler. Schindler lost it. Jellick is fighting behind the net for this puck. Got two Tigers around him. Wow, Jellick won the battle to that. Almost sent it around the boards. Couldn't get it out, though. It's held in by Evan Weister. Behind the net now. Marshfield overskates the puck again. A little sloppy here. Sawyer Schindler again. Too much momentum. 10 seconds left in the man advantage. Marshfield wraps it all the way around to the far side boards. Marshfield down near the line. 5-4-3. Evergreens on the verge of killing this off. A shot blocked. Didn't get through. And the penalty is complete. Evergreens bounce it off right out of the penalty box. Here comes Ortell down to a knee. Shot pad save. Ortell right out of the box. Found the puck right on his stick. 2:45 left in the period. Ortell just lucky he was coming out of the penalty box as the puck was being sent down to neutral ice. Picked it right up. Evergreens have tied Treader behind the net to Ortell. It's on his backhand side. Wow, that's a high stick that's not called. Marshfield still recovers. Ortell holds in now. Pelequin behind the back pass wide. Marshfield wraps this all the way around. Goes out of the zone. That'll be icing. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. The Evergreens have a really good track record of getting goals late in periods. They sure could use one here. Marshfield has scored 2 unanswered, and we are tied 3-3. 2:19 left. Both teams will get a change before this Everest offensive zone faceoff. Dylan Shiro takes the draw to the Evergreens to the left of the cage. Marshfield wins it. Lifts it down the ice. Evergreens have Jellick back there. Jellick will go behind his own net. Jellick's a faster skater than some of these players. Ahead to Pelequin. Now right on the tape of Dylan Shiro. Shiro puts that on goal. It's off the goalie's glove. Pops up and smothered there by A.J. Terwiler. Pelequin, who had the fluky all the way down the ice goal in the first period, let that one fly just over the blue line. Popped off of Terwiler's glove and went up in the air. And then he smothered it. Offensive zone faceoff. 2:01 to play in the second period. And Pelequin put that on goal high over the crossbar. Held in at the far side boards by Jellick. Now down low to Alex Griffin. Griffin's bodied up in the corner there, and the Evergreens cannot hold it in. Marshfield doesn't have numbers here, but Nick Urban's going to press that, and Jellick stick checked it away from behind and out of danger. 1:40 to play, so we're very late in the second period, tied 3-3. Marshfield's in the zone near corner. Can they get this centered here? To the near side circle. Circling back is Nick Urban. Back to the blue line. Goalie is screened. Went high over the crossbar. That shot from Adam Makey. I don't think Ethan Hurt saw that. Comes off the boards. 2-on-2 for the Evergreens if they hurry. Here comes Brendan Griffin. Onside for the Evergreens. Dylan Shiro stick checked away. Shiro trying to work a combination there with Alex Griffin. Marshfield counterattacks the other way. Carried down the ice by Nick Krieger. He's behind the net. To the near side boards. 1 minute to play in the period. With momentum going to the Tigers right now. Tigers centering in front in traffic. Blocked away by the Evergreens' Alex Griffin. Griffin couldn't clear, though. Goes back behind the net where Jellick is waiting. Jellick sends it all the way around the boards. Evergreens, 3-on-3. Ben Pelequin lets fly from over the blue line. Shot saved by Terwiler and sticked off to the side. Terwiler's been shaky enough, I'd want to put a lot of pressure on him. 35 seconds left, cranking up from just inside the blue line is Krieger for the Tigers. Deflects off Jellick of the Evergreens, didn't get through. Cross-ice pass, Marshfield comes down the other way, shot, stick, save! Denying that chance from Isaac Wellens was the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. 20 seconds left in the period, Marshfield shot on goal again, pad saved by Hurt. Marshfield had a man in front too. 15 seconds left, so Marshfield's going to end this period on the attack. Evergreen send it to the near side corner. So this game's going to be decided in period number three. Evergreen's final rush, 5 seconds left. Ty Treader to front, and shot save. Ortell couldn't get it, and that's where the period ends. Evergreen's with a counter-attacking chance as Treader sent it to Ortell with 5 seconds left. You know what? The goalie went down to his knees too early, and Ortell couldn't get good wood on it to steer it towards the net. Even when Marshfield got back even 3-3, the Evergreens have had chances to retake the lead, and they've been unable to do so. In fact, I think the Evergreens were going to find have outshot the Tigers in the second period. But Marshfield gets two goals and erases a 3-1 Everest lead. At the second intermission, our score is now Evergreens 3, Tigers 3. We'll be back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.